The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Care and protection for the whole family's health at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Well, as we've been saying in the first hour, it's beautiful to see the papers this morning with the beaming, happy face of Rachel Blackmore, because yesterday, as we know, she became the first female jockey to win the Aintree Grand National.
150 yards to go in the National. Manila times for J.P. McManus, Henry de Bromhead, and more significantly, Rachel Blackmore. History in the National. Manila times wins from Balco de Flo. Any second now is third Borough St. Four.
Then Rachel, you seem to take these history-making moments in your stride, but even you seem to be quite speechless. Would that be fair?
Yeah, look, this is the Aintree Grand National, and I just can't believe we won. It's unbelievable. One second. I just think, you know, I'm so lucky to be riding these horses for Henry de Bromhead. You know, he trained a 1-2 there. That's an incredible as well. To ride for J.P. McManus is always a privilege, but to be able to win a race like this for him is phenomenal. It's been a tough year for their family, so I hope this can make things a little easier on them all. But I am just delighted to have won the Aintree Grand National.
Absolutely. Well, on the line, I'm joined now from Newmarket because the racing roadshow, it just moves on, and Katie Walsh is on the line. Katie, a very good afternoon to you. You were there yesterday. What was it like?
Morning, Damien. Oh, it was absolutely brilliant. You know, it was great to be there to witness history, and it was just unbelievable. You know, I mean, there was such a small crowd, obviously, but there was still just a great atmosphere after that happened.
Were you surprised?
No, I wasn't surprised at all. You know, this race, you need so much luck and you need so much to go your way. You know, Henry had his horses in great form, as they have been all season, and to have the 1-2 and for Rachel to be on the one in front. No, I wasn't surprised. I was, you know, there were three girls went out there yesterday, and there was 27 boys, you know, so the chances of a girl coming home in front is slim on numbers alone, but she got it done yesterday. It was brilliant.
Well, when they were coming up the final few furlongs, Henry, of course, had two horses in the running, including the second, 100-1, and of course your dad, Ted, any second now was in contention for second as well. But so you had sort of mixed emotions, did you?
I did, obviously, you know, when you set out to watch a national. You know, we were lucky enough to have any second out there and in good form. So your eyes are, there's so much going on, but your eyes are fixated really on one horse. And my eyes were fixated on him. You know, he was unlucky. He nearly got brought down at one stage, and he ran an absolutely remarkable race. And to finish third was absolutely super. Well, when I realised that it wasn't going to happen for us, my eyes switched to Rachel, you know what I mean? And I was able to see history yesterday. So it was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and you were third, I think, on Seabass, wasn't it, a few years ago? So, like, for a jockey, for a National Hunt jockey, is the Grand National the one, maybe more so than the Gold Cup, that you want to win?
I think the National is a real fairy tale, and it's a dream come true. And to a lot of jockeys, it's a kind of a race that's always maybe in reach because, you know, I mean, as you saw from us yesterday, we were a small enough operation, and to have a National horse is quite unique and quite special. You know, kind of the Gold Cup is driven, I don't mean driven, but they're usually ridden by the top class jockeys, and Rachel is obviously a top class jockey, but to the younger guys, you know, they maybe feel they might get a spare or they might have a chance of riding a horse in a National, whereas they might never get an opportunity to ride in a Gold Cup. So the dream is always really alive that I might get an opportunity to ride in a National, because there's 40 of us and there's only sometimes maybe 10 or 12 within a Gold Cup, and everyone knows what they're going to ride in the Gold Cup really kind of the start of the season. Whereas with a National, it's really in the unknown. No one really knows what's going to happen. So it really is a fairy tale to it, and it has that razzmatazz, and you just don't know what's going to happen. So I think from a dream point of view, you know, people dream about winning the National.
And, you know, in all of this with Cheltenham and indeed with Aintree, we tend to forget that the trainer, which is phenomenal, of the first two home yesterday and the first two in the Grand National and indeed, or in the Gold Cup and indeed in the Champion Hurdle, which Rachel became the first female winner of that too, is an Irishman, Henry de Bromhead.
Oh, yeah, but sure, Henry's remarkable. Do you know what I mean? It's just a savagely run operation. And, I mean, his horses are absolutely on fire. They look fantastic. You ask anybody in the way room, would they like to be going out in a horse of Henry de Bromhead to jump alone? I mean, they jump so well. They're so well schooled. They're great rides. And, you know, he's a remarkable trainer who's only really getting bigger and better, in my opinion.
Henry de Bromhead, good afternoon to you and congratulations.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, super. Absolutely delighted.
And you're back home safe and sound with the horse, with Manila Times, back safe and sound, am I right?
Yeah. We all got back there this morning, so that's good. They all seemed fine, which was great. And, so it's great to be home.
Well, just take me back to yesterday, coming up to 5:30, and you're watching not only Rachel on Manila Times, but also one of your other horses at 100-1 coming up the final straight there for a 1-2. Was it a pinch yourself moment?
It was, absolutely. We've just had, the last month has just been crazy, really, surreal. And seeing them now, you know, we've luck on our side. Obviously, Rachel was brilliant on Manila Times. She took what they call the brave person's route, down, more or less down the rail, but we, you know, here and there. I heard Katie there, you know, we probably got the luck in running, whereas the horse fell in front of both of us, but he fell left just any second now's way, instead of, he could just as easily have gone right in our way, you know, and they got impeded. So the race, you need a lot of luck in. We got it, and yeah, it's incredible. And then Aiden was brilliant on Balco as well. So
and it's even more remarkable, Henry, when you consider, you know, the other hurdles apart from the ones on the racetrack, but with COVID and travelling and getting there and, you know, the amount of people that you can actually bring has made it much, much more difficult. Have you had to prepare for the big races this year in a much different way?
Yeah, I'm very lucky. We have a great team here. Nicole and Angelina in our office pulled everything together with an unsung hero, Anne Manelli in DBA Ireland, who does all the shipping. She got all our paperwork right. And, you know, there's a lot of people there, and they all pulled it together. So that makes it a lot easier. I can more focus on the horses. But, yeah, obviously with COVID and, in fairness, again, Jennifer Pugh, Jennifer Walsh, and Barbara White from the IHRB and HRI, they've been there at Cheltenham and Aintree, holding all our hands, making sure we're filling in the right forms and sending in the right, you know, various things, making sure we're getting our COVID tests before we come home, before we go over. Like, there's a lot of work going into it, and you know, fair play to everyone, really. I think touch wood, it was done really well.
Yeah, a great team there, piloted by Rachel Blackmore.
Yeah, I mean, look, she's just amazing, really, in fairness to her. Like, she joined us a few years ago. Eddie O'Leary suggested we try her, and someone asked when did we give her our job. We never gave her our job. She just rode her way into it, you know. She just kept riding winners, and, you know, everyone wanted to use her. And she's helped us go from strength to strength. And, a lot of that's down to her and our team at home, obviously.
Yeah.
And the support we get from our owners. And, and also Stuart for the McManuses is, you know, amazing. Like, grew up watching them, their horses and their colours. And, you know, it's just incredible to do it for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the McManuses have had a very tough few months, as we know, with with the loss of JP and Noreen's niece as well. Just before we go, Anthony Staines, Professor Anthony Staines from DCU is here with me, and he came in beaming this morning, you know, as a result of watching the racing yesterday. And Anthony, you've connections to an extent with the Bromheads, do you?
Very limited. I was friendly with Henry's late uncle John. He and I were patients together in Vincent's, and he was so proud of you. And he would have been so, so pleased if he was still with us to see what you've done today. It was amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, you know, Tony, Uncle Tony was a great man. Mm. I just it was actually there daughter-in-law, Emma, that passed away. But yeah, no, Johnny would have been very proud. He was a great man, a great supporter of ours. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm delighted that you were able to take our call this morning, Henry, and to hear your reflecting on a wonderful day for you and all your friends and the people in the Daisha County and down, of course, in southeast Tipperary as well. Great racing country. And congratulations again from all of us here. Really well done. You really have brightened up. So many, not everybody maybe that's not into racing or whatever, but for a lot of other people that watched it, Jesse, and the excitement of it really was great and a great, I suppose, breath of fresh air. And Katie, thank you indeed. I know you've been busy and you're in Newmarket today, and thanks very much for joining us on the programme too.
Not at all. Thank you. I don't think you have to be into racing to get a kick out of what happened yesterday.
You're right. You're right. Absolutely. Great to chat to you, Katie. And Henry, great, well done. Thanks a million. All right, Anthony, I'll let you go now at this stage. And we'll be back with more after this.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.